Hello, all listeners on BBS Radio.
Yeah, they don't think that they
busy
got
right
the
now.
Wrong panel.
No, this is right channel. Well, we won't let
we'll
it be dead air. We'll
soon,
just talk. Yeah. Lynn isn't here yet. Miss Terry.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hi. We started with BBS already.
We're BBS now.
We've been trying
fantastic.
To make a little noise.
So we're live on the air?
Yes, we are.
Yes. We are live.
That is awesome. So welcome all those on who are early birds online through BBS Radio. Thank you for BBS for making this possible. This is the Wednesday call. As usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we have a bunch of people on the phone line already, and every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else joining in. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, man.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Alaska.
Hey, Sister Shirley. How are you doing?
Much better.
Much better. I like it. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
That's two people improving.
Yep, yep, yep. Keep it up. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Ariel,
how are you doing?
Pretty good. I've been etching glass all day. Buffaloes and wolves is beautiful.
Awesome. Keep it up. Thank you for
you.
Being here, Ariel.
Thank you very much. I love you guys.
And thank you for being you.
Thank you. Love and light. Love
all
you.
All right. We had somebody else join in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heist. It's Cleo from Connecticut. How are you?
Good evening, Cleo. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the call. And then if somebody else join in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Robert from Glendora, California.
Hey, Robert. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Percy, North Carolina.
Good evening to you, Percy. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Tiger Freeman.
Uncle Terry, how are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for doing what you did on Monday night. It was great.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you so much.
That was a great call. Yes.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
I like the part that Judas was doing what Jesus told him to do. It's
yep.
Great.
That's what you said. You do things for your own reasons. But it turned out that he was doing exactly what Jesus wanted.
Yes.
Exactly what Jesus wanted to do. So even though you might do it for taking me for another reason, and it's happened to me, I do things for one reason to find out. I did exactly the right thing.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Blessings to you, Uncle Terry. Thank you so much for being here again.
Bless you.
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I was Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heist. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Friedman.
Yeah.
You mentioned hypnotherapy a couple of times.
Yeah.
Did you do your own performed hypnosis?
Absolutely.
Can you? I'm interested in trying that. Were you talking about like hypnotic regression, or what would
yeah.
you call it?
Basically, I'd call it regression
okay.
therapy. Yeah.
How can I find out who would be a good hypnotherapist to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you look for in a hypnotherapist to see if
well,
they're?
Where do you live?
Near Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't know anybody there. No, I don't know anybody. But and I don't do it anymore myself.
Right.
Because of my age and my condition. But there's somebody in that. Just why don't you check around with some of the doctors, see who's certified in hypnotherapy, past life hypnotherapy.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.
All right, I had a few more callers joined in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Sedona Jim. Hello, Heiss.
Sedona Jim, welcome to the call, brother. How are you doing?
Why, thank you, bro.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Roger, welcome to the call. Who else joined in? We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's
Terry.
It's Jane from Philadelphia.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Chris, thank you for being here, man. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ice?
Good. Another day, man.
Yeah.
All right. I believe that we have Wynn here on the line.
How did you know I was here?
And because I can... So your Rolls Royce parked in the back.
I see. It was actually my jalopy camper.
Right. He put the wrong sticker on it.
No, I hypnotized people to think it's a Rolls Royce.
All right.
Wynn?
Hypnotize the dealer to give you a Rolls Royce.
Yeah. Like Cheech and Chong, they put the Rolls Royce symbol on top of the hood on the Volkswagen Bug.
All right. Hey, Morgan has a quick question for you.
Yeah. Maddie told me to tell you his computer is not able to download that thing you sent him. But so is there any paper thing you could mail him or anything? He's got the best computer in the house, so if he can't do it, we can't do it.
I'll look and see what I sent him.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I got him interested, didn't I?
You did what?
Well, I did.
Yes?
I got Maddie interested.
I'm not sure. We take it one day at a time here on this stuff. So.
Well,
we'll see.
You know it seemed to intrigue him?
Yes. I mean, no. What's the answer? Yeah.
That I was a ham radio operator.
Yes. You spoke of that before.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. He thinks you're automatically his brother, you know, so when you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, tell him I'll move in. Tell him Terry and I'll move in as well. She was a ham radio operator, too.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Anytime. Love to have you. But
okay. That's what you
the
think.
Middle
That's
of the desert, so.
That's what you think. People think they'd love to have us, and then we drive them crazy.
No, I mean it.
Terry Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. How are you?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Then we also have Uncle Terry present and Arielis here and a bunch of people.
All right. Hello, Uncle Terry.
Oh.
Are you there, Terry?
Yeah.
It's good to hear your cranky old voice.
Good.
And let's see here.
With his young heart.
All right, I'm going.
All callers are muted.
Okay. I mean, are you guys ready? No, we're not ready. We can start. All right. We're going to record.
This conference is being recorded.
I don't know if Uncle Terry ever met Ariel. Terry, are you unmuted? Let me see here.
No, I can unmute him if you want.
Yeah.
Need to find him. All right. Okay,
yeah,
Uncle Terry.
I've never met Ariel.
Do you know who she is?
You've talked a lot about her, yes.
Mm-hmm.
From what you said. Very, very wonderful human being.
Geez, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say that.
Okay.
Can you unmute Ariel?
I think this is her. Ariel? Ariel.
Yes. It should be a 208.
Yes.
Ariel, is that you, Ariel?
Yes.
Are you being good tonight?
Yes, I've been etching glass all day.
Everybody's listening to you now. Okay.
I see that. Hello, everyone. I love you all.
You're not nervous, are you?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I do get nervous.
You know,
I've been working on glass with Christ all day.
Terry, you're a student of American history, correct?
Well, I know Terry, a little bit about it.
Do you remember Sacagawea?
Yes, of course. It was in the history books in my school.
Yeah. So
those things were expeditions down the wonderful Colorado River and beyond.
Well, we think Ariel is the reincarnation of Sacagawea. Okay?
That's wonderful.
It's like we did a whole
shock
call
therapy.
On it. Shock therapy.
Sorry.
Right. And, I mean, she can't stop traveling. She's lived with Indians. She's very enthusiastic. She's slightly crazy, but in a beautiful way. And I think that she's increased her self-esteem quite a bit by making the Sacagawea. Oh, she looked like Sacagawea, okay?
That's right.
So I wanted to formally introduce the two of you, okay?
We're glad to meet you.
Hello, Mr. Terry. I love your book.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love Christ as well.
Good for you.
Yes, Yeshua. I travel with the name Yeshua on my truck.
Good.
Yes, I do. He's a beautiful part of my life.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that so... I saw in California, Colorado. It said, "Christ is coming back. Look, Biffy."
Like
you're doing something.
That's funny. Well,
good. Put out the word. Put out the consciousness. Alert. Wake people up. That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah, and you do that, Ariel, and see if you can stay out of jail.
Who? I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I'm a hardworking girl.
Yeah,
I like to feel my legs, Sue. Come on,
she stands. She stands up for herself. All right. You know how she said that, guys? Just imagine you're on that Lewis and Clark expedition. And this young woman is saying, "Come on, guys, get going. We got to get through that river."
I did that.
All right.
I'm okay in the hills. It's out here with that two legs, is it not?
All right.
Wow.
She was one of my idols because I went to Lewis and Clark College and I belonged to the Sacagawea fraternity.
You did?
Yeah.
I love you, Terry. That's why. Oh, I love you besides that anyway, but because I love St. Catherine.
All right.
I'm so glad to have you in my presence.
We're having an old home week now, right? Isn't it fun to get all these people who happen? As some of you probably know who you are or were, and someday we're going to have a bigger reunion because we'll find out.
Well, there's no accidents, Wynn. Absolutely no accidents.
It's no accident?
That's right. We're together for a reason. To strengthen and support each other.
We're here to kick each other's ass to keep us moving forward. Right. I shouldn't use that word. Okay. Deflect. We're here to kick
Deflect.
Each other's rear ends. We're here to kick each other's rear ends. All right, we're going to go to our questions tonight. We have some great questions, and I thank Ariel and Terry for coming here at the beginning,
And many blessings, Terry.
Thank you.
Helping to lift the energy. And Terry, if you want to have fun, I'll have Ariel call you every day. And she'll just be saying, come on, Terry, get going, heal. You may get
it. I would say, bless you, my son.
Good. Thank you.
You may get a couple of Indian chiefs coming in as well as Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But,
I've been associated with quite a few.
Quite a few Indians?
Yes.
Native Americans?
Yes.
Okay.
Like who, Terry?
Okay, listen.
You guys need to talk on the phone tomorrow.
Ariel and Terry, I'm going to set you up so you can talk to each other, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you. Many blessings. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to mute the line now. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. And Terry Brown, are you unmuted?
Yes.
You are. Are you ready?
Yes. No, I'm never ready.
You're never ready. You're never ready battery, okay? Let me just see if we got any last-minute questions, although I don't know if we have time for any more questions. Okay, we got really good questions tonight. And by the way, I thank all of you who are here, who come so often and hold the energy for these calls. And I have to think of a way to get you kibitzing at the beginning. Kibitzing, you know that word, kibitzing, it's a Jewish word. Kibitzing, fooling around at the beginning of the calls, so you're just not just always hearing us kibitzing. I'll think of something. It's coming up, okay? Father, Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, honoring the law of one, service to others, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present to give us a greeting?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. And we enter here and are, as always, in the earth realm with you and available to you. Our calling card is, do you have questions? If you ask, then we are able to be present with you and to connect and assist in whatever way we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question, gentleman asked me to keep his name anonymous. So I'm going to ask the question in a general way. If someone is doing remote healing, what kind of suggestion might you make so the remote healing can be more effective?
Well, Thank you. Or one that is doing remote healing. We see that when they look into the situation remotely, that they sense, get it down exactly as it is without adding their own spin on it, and that they ask for help and assistance of the higher sources that are capable of bringing healing into that area. When one attempts to do it from the third density level, since often it is not a third density problem, it does not respond. When one can look at it from the higher density and overlook the whole situation, then one, when they have the higher realms, or the entities from the higher realms or us with them, it can take into account all aspects of it. There are many complications that come into healing. There are many things that are not known in the third density. There is the relationship of the meridians to the disease. Are the meridians clear? What would have to happen for the meridians to clear? And is there a connection in the meridians to a star configuration that is difficult and should be cleared also? There are many complicated factors in the cause of disease. One thing to remember is that if one sets the disease up as a wall, as a thing that is there, and they say, okay, we have to now cure it, in a way they are giving the disease power because they are putting it there, and then in their mind, in their protocol, they're putting the disease there, and then they're seeking to overcome it. If one can get beyond putting it there and then seeking to overcome it, one can push through it more easily and dissolve it more easily. If one has it as an ultimate reality, that they must then overcome somehow, it makes it more difficult to cure that disease. Those are some of the aspects concerning healing remotely.
Thank you. Next question. Hang on.
We would like to ask if Jim can close his door because all of our words are echoed.
Okay. I hope he heard that.
Jim
okay.
is listening. Go ahead.
Cleo, Cleo Bibas in Boulder Creek, where's Cleo now? Okay, let me go back to Cleo. This is Marden in Rhode Island. Like Nikola Tesla, your group seems to be aimed to help mankind, so I thank both him and you and your associates. My question is to ask the Elohim, if they have gotten close to the one infinite creator, and what is that magnificence like? Could you describe the power and the power of love that is felt, please? Thank you. Regards, tuning and listening, Martin, in Rhode Island.
It is created. It is created. Created thing, and before the creation, there is a knowingness. There is an intent. There is the creation of an intent. There is a creation of desire. And so it is like it is everything, and yet it is nothing. And it is there, and yet it is not there. And it is laughing at our attempt to catalog and define it, because it is not definable, and it is all-wise, and it is very, very loving, and it is a very caring, yet it can be a tough teacher. Thank you.
Can you come close to the one infinite creator without actually becoming the part of you that is the one infinite creator? Because since it's all one, if you become close and you start looking at it and thinking of the magnificence of it, it's like you're separating yourself from it by being the observer. So in fact, as you become close, you merge with it and you experience it as being you in your own little domain.
You, we all are it. We are it.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Therefore, there is no separation at the basic level. It is all one. And we are safe. We have never been not safe. And we are spirit. We are all it. You are it. We are it. And the one infinite creator is laughing, and laughing with delight. And it loves being heard and being there, although it stays in the background, for it is the background. Thank you.
So if we heard some laughing inside us just then, we might have been connecting with the one infinite creator, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Okay, now we got Cleo. I've read your books, and I've enjoyed your poems and music, and I want to thank you for opening yourself with active channels for the Elohim and Ra energies to come through. Many times during the Sunday channeling sessions, I feel a tingling in my hands and arms and wasn't sure if it was an indication of anything. In any case, my question for today is, in the Bible, it says that man has dominion over the animals. And let me make a comment, my comment, that because something is in the Bible does not mean it's from a high source. does not mean it's true. Everything in the Bible has to be, particularly the Old Testament, but all of it has to be reassessed. And you have to internalize and understand the words and not believe them because they're in the Bible. And I hope no one's mad at me for saying that, but the Bible has gone through many, many, many migrations from the time it started and editing and with goals of making it so it would be a book that would control people rather than enlighten them, okay? But now, in the Bible it says man has dominion over the animals, and the impression is that man can use these animals as he sees fit. Please ask the Elohim Ra if this is so, or if we, as well as all animals, are meant to be vegetarian, so there's no killing of animals by people or other animals for food. Thank you. That's Cleo from Connecticut. Thank you, Cleo, for your question.
Thank you. There is life in vegetables. There is life in animals. And first of all, we go and we address the first thing we said about the tingling. It is the energy beginning to increase, to flow, as you are making connection. And we take a moment and we look and we see the energy flow, and you can move your fingers, move your arms, and increase the energy flow to get more in sync with the energy. We take a look at what you have asked concerning animals, and we see that animals are not, it is a creation. They are not put there for mankind. They are in their own housing. They are working through their own things. Horses are connected with man, and they desire, if they have the right training, to be connected to man and to serve man. Cows are happy to give their milk. They do not think of service to mankind, but they do develop an interplay in the giving of the milk and the expecting of the feeding. And when one is having food from animals, then it is good to do a prayer of thanks beforehand. It is not necessary to be a vegetarian, but it is good to respect the food that you are taking in and to do a prayer of thanks and thank the animal and thank the vegetables and thank preparers of food. It helps to harmonize the food before taking it in with your body. That is the answer.
Thank you. Next question is, can we, this is from Rich Buckley, can we hyper jump past war? The entire society, or the needed critical mass, lovingly, joyfully meditates peace with an alternative, mutually agreed upon outcome, as though the desired outcome already exists. what criteria should peace meditators apply to be effective? And I would like to tag a question here. Many times people hold different kinds of meditations, prayer meditations with positive outcomes, and if the person who is organizing the meditation does not have a hologram that reaches into the higher dimensions, is that going to impact the entire meditation?
Thank you. If the person leading the meditation does not have a hologram that extends into the higher realms or reaches of Earth, it will probably affect to some degree the area or space that he does cover. However, the best meditation would cover all of the degrees from the earth realm to the higher realm, to the reaches of the vibrations of the mind, of the vibration of thought. It is very fast and would set the vibration of peace there for the individuals who were working through their war-like postures, that it could add another dimension for their choice of action.
Thank you. Is that the end? Hello?
Hi.
Excuse me.
Give us a moment. It is succinct. If someone is burning with passion to correct an injustice, praying will not be effective for that one individual in correcting his injustice. However, putting the possibility there of forgiveness, of another choice of action, a choice of teaching, a choice of not expressing retaliation. Much of injustice is the feeling of injustice is the feeling that one must correct something that was not right and was there imposed upon their will without their consent. However, when they correct it, oftentimes they try to correct it in another space, another time, with other people, and merely set the whole thing rolling again with more people experiencing injustice. So when you pray for peace, you can add a component of forgiveness into the mix, a component that these people will be able to see responsibly what it is that could correct future injustice. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa in San Diego. I don't know. We'll just put this out and see what you say. Usually this kind of question doesn't get an answer, but sometimes it gets a mysterious answer that answers the question in a roundabout way. So Lisa asks, where can I find a spiritual master, and what is his name?
Give us a moment. When the student is ready, the master will appear. So you may have different masters to learn from at different stages in your life. When you are ready for the next level of advancement, you can ask, and the answer may come in different ways. A little clue that you can pursue. A sudden email that has information that you can continue to pursue. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things I've noticed is that oftentimes when I've asked for something, it came in so easily that I didn't realize that was it. I missed it. Like it sat next to me, or it was right in front of me, and I thought I had to look for it. I had to go out, and it was going to be work. So if you're asking for something, don't miss a trick. Pay close attention. And oftentimes when it comes in, this is my experience, there would be a reason to not accept it. Like it didn't come in the way that I wanted it. Like a spiritual master is supposed to come in floating on clouds. And it's obvious he knows everything and he's omnipotent. And maybe he won't come in that way. Maybe he'll look like a fool. Okay, who knows? But don't miss a trick, okay? It's interesting, we're having lots of questions today on prayers and changing things. Probably we all know that things, there's a lot that need, that could use shifting on our planet. And I do think it's really good to detach yourself from having to fix the planet. Even I would like to fix the planet, but it may or may not happen. And it's like, do your part in trying to fix it, but detached from the results. So if it doesn't get fixed, you're not pulled into it. And you can graduate this realm and move on, come back in some future lifetime if you choose to make more contribution here. Okay? Dharmananda asks, when I was meditating last Sunday morning at around 1:40 to 2, I felt the collective subconscious field of humanity and that there was a lot of fear, anger, and other negative emotions in it. As I observed these feelings without reacting to them, they began dissolving, and I started feeling much lighter. What I want to know is, did I really make a difference in the field? And if so, should I continue to do this whenever I feel the urge to do so? Thank you, Dharmananda.
Yes, Dharmananda. We see what happens when you see the angst and the fear. It is an actual completion of a circuit. One of the reasons that the fear hangs there and the angst hangs there and the upset hangs is no outlet for it. There is no ground. There is no way for it to be released. You helped release some of that and were ground for it and helped it to relax and helped it to feel heard and helped it to not be as upset as hearing the problem is one huge part in the releasing of the problem. If someone hears, someone gets it. And it is a geometrical configuration of grounding the energy that is free-floating and allowing it to dissolve and dispense with. Thank you.
Thank you. Gerald Rizzo, also known as Cloudwalker, in Malibu, California. I recently channeled an entity who said they were the Elohim, and I just would like confirmation that it was, in fact, the Elohim that was coming through. I invited them to merge with me. They came in and said, "We are here," and the feeling was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. There is a question that was asked before of that. And yes, it was and is. And when you connect, it is very high vibration. And there is another vibration we see that is the lower vibration. So do not confuse the lower vibration with the very high vibration of such a short wavelength of love and purity, immense love and connection. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess I asked that twice. I asked it last week, sorry. And thank you for handling that so graciously. A question from Bonnie in Corona, California. She sent us a really nice email. I thought I'd read it. Thank you, Wynn and Terry, for your contribution and participation in expanding awareness. I was naturally drawn to this work, and it feels like home. When Ra'am states they are directly connecting with listeners, even on the replays, my heart sings, and I feel a surge of energy which confirms this for me. I am addicted to the replays, and I sometimes hear information that sounds like something I would say. I am a voracious reader and have already digested Bringers of the Dawn and the Law of One series quite some time ago. What really impresses me is that you are able to achieve this connection on the fly, so to speak, and your invocation has helped me focus in my own energy wherever I am. I find it easy to expand out when I want to include someone while meditating, and sometimes can hold the entire planet in a green healing hug. The first time I realized that I'm doing this with heart wide open, emoting energy out, I scared myself with the knowledge that I may be attracting attention to myself. I immediately withdrew, and it was like an extension that folded up to fit back into my chest. I have a rich inner life. The concept of spinningness comes easily, and the spiral has always been my favorite shape. I had many questions, but I'm going to narrow it down to one. By the way, I mentioned to Bonnie that I thought she might be an Elohim soul. The kind of response she had to our work, the way she's connected to it, is as if she might be an Elohim on this planet who is connecting with her soul family. That's my conjecture. Okay? Now, the question is, as a child, I was sick often, and whenever I had a fever, I had what I called my fever dream. In this dream, I would be walking along a dirt road with a group of people, and out in the open area to our left was a large machine or tool sitting unattended. I then would find myself sitting inside this apparatus that had transparent walls with a feeling of urgency that I must figure out how to operate this thing and a feeling of responsibility for this group of people I had been walking with. I had this dream countless times as a child. Is this scene a forgotten memory? Thank you for the opportunity to ask this question. Thank you. Bonnie in Corona, California.
Thank you, Bonnie. Our hearts sing with you, and we are at such a high level, and you come and are with us at that very high level. And so don't worry about being seen, as not very many can get to this very high level. When you are walking along in your dream, it is a dream from the past, and it is a sense puzzle to solve, and you can be in the machine and operate the machine with the aspects of your fine mind. This is how you operate a machine. It is seen from the past, and it had been forgotten how to operate the machine, and you are attempting to remember. You do not have in the third density earth right now, in the more human technologies, this machine. It is a cousin to a flying saucer machine that is operated by the mind and can go invisible and can go into other realms and can come back and become visible in the third density. This was a conundrum for you one time in the past. So have some fun with it and just picture that you can operate that machine with your mind and that you could even take all the people with you for a ride in that machine, and that you are now in control of that machine, and your mind is in control, and you can fly with that machine even, and it can do the things that you wish to do. It can become more solid or more invisible, and just have it as a dream that is providing you with a stability that you can control the machine. And by the control of the machine, you can increase the life ability to live, to survive, of the people that you are with. And just have some fun with the thought of that machine. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a second here. Next question is from Leslie B. And Leslie has a lot of simpatico with orcas, whales, and dolphins. And I will ask about a group of orcas that lived in my area first. the southern residents of the Pacific Northwest, and I would appreciate any information or insight comes through. Thank you very much. And the question is, can the sources give any insight on the very endangered southern resident killer whale population, which inhabits the Salish Sea and waters around North Washington State and British Columbia? Will they survive for another 5 to 10 years and beyond? This population now numbers only about 78 members in three pods. This population and others in northern BC are severely threatened by many forces, including dwindling food sources, toxins in the water, and food chain. Military sonar exercises in their habitat by the U.S. Navy, and pressures from shipping and boats in the area. They are not reproducing quickly enough, and a recent new baby, only 7 weeks old, disappeared this weekend and is presumed dead. The oldest known orca is a member of this group. That is J2, or Granny, who is believed to be about 103 years old. The first orcas for SeaWorld were taken from this group in the 1970s and chronicled in the noted documentary Blackfish, which raises consciousness about why orcas and dolphins should not be held in captivity. So the question is, can you tell us something about this group of orcas and dolphins that are in the Pacific Northwest? Thank you.
Thank you. That is becoming more difficult for the orcas. And as you have pointed out, there are factors that are making them not wish to procreate, in that the sonar and the signals are interfering with their own signals and their desire to have a pure signal, a mating call, the free reign of their space, and they are confused by the signals, the motors, the interruptions. It is disturbing their way of life. So they are not desirous of procreating and bringing children in when the situation, the circumstances, the surroundings are so difficult. If the situation wants to change, then they would create up a storm and replenish. However, it is very worrisome to them to have the boats going through their path, to have the blackness of the water tingling in ways that are a bit disturbing, to have the sounds, the sonar, that others could not hear, but they can hear. And it sets up danger to them, which does not endear them to procreation. They're, in some sense, caring and wise about what they need in order to procreate and to continue. And they are very nervous about not being able to provide, or not even being able to mate undisturbedly. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that's going to be our last question for tonight, and I thank you so much for being here. If you have any final closing words, we open the door.
Thank you. We so much enjoy connection with each and every person. And again, we state that if you are desirous of healing a condition, then do not hold it up as an impenetrable barrier that must be somehow overcome and subdued. If you can look at it in a very thin, almost dissolving state that can be dismantled with a thought, not as an impenetrable barrier that must be overcome. You take the first step towards moving through it and overcoming that barrier. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we end this session for tonight. I thank Terry Friedman for being here, Ariel, and all of you, and of course, Terry Brown and our sources. And we'll see you Sunday.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Everyone's unmuted.
Thank you, Wendy. You win. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Terry, very much.
Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you all.
We love you, BBS Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love and light everywhere.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Happen.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Your conference recording has stopped.